We're talking with the vice chairman of the Allegan County Board of Commissioners, Republican Jim Story of Holland, and you and other interested parties, and there'll be a lot of interested parties, I believe, will be spending the next couple of days at the Griswold Auditorium in Allegan to talk a little bit about the future of the Allegan County Courthouse. I know that you maybe can't speak for Rob Sorrow, the county administrator, but certainly you can have some insight as to, now that the jail has been moved, what to do with the courthouse and that property, and that there's a lot of questions that need to be asked and answered during the next couple of days.
Yes, it's an important time for us to go through with all of the stakeholders, City of Allegan, as well as all of the residents in Allegan County, about this courthouse square, if you will, that is in the center of Allegan, about how best to plan for the future. The bottom line is we have a very overcrowded county building and courthouse. Every time a new state mandate comes down, it seems to come, particularly with respect to the courts, it comes with a requirement to add, you know, one, two, or three staff people, and as a result, we have some really crowded working conditions.
Now, the question then becomes, it is almost a situation similar to what happened with the old jail. The jail couldn't be expanded any further. You had to go find a new site. Is it a case, perhaps, that a new site is probably going to be needed for the jail? I mean, for the courthouse?
Well, I don't think that is on the table right now. The purpose of this charrette, if you will, for the next 2 days is to explore, you know, several options. You know, do we rehabilitate the current building and try to make better use of the space that's available? Do we split off the court activities in its own building and have a county administrative building right next door to it? Those are kind of some of the options that are the object of this charrette.
Now the question then becomes, does Allegan County follow the suit of Ottawa County, where they split up their county operations, some in the county seat and others in another area, with Dumont Lake looming around and lots of room there? Could that be a possibility?
Well, I think previous boards of commissioners have established the fact that the location of our administrative offices out at Dumont Lake was a temporary move to make room, frankly, for more employees in the court side of the operation. That policy decision was made 5-6 years ago, and you know, right now that's the way it's going to stand. So the object of this is how to bring all of our activities that directly affect the day-to-day life of the county into one location.
Is it too early to start worrying about costs, or does that figure into the charrette?
Well, costs always figure into a charrette when you're talking about buildings. So, you know, that will certainly be part of the focus. And I think one of the things I personally will be looking at is rehabilitating or changing the internal structure of the building versus building a new building, which is the most cost effective, you know, for 30, 40 years down the road.
Derek, can we say possibly, if you have to build a new building and maybe not have to go to Dumont Lake, is there room on the site of the new jail to be able to build a courthouse there, or is that not even a possibility?
Well, I don't ever want to exclude anything, Gary, but right now I think our focus is we want to be, the county seat is the City of Allegan, and the courthouse square is certainly can be a focus in helping Allegan redevelop its vision for its future. So we want to be both a good city resident and a great county operation.
One final thing, Jim Story, and appreciate your time
sure.
on this subject. It's a two-day charrette. Could there also be a situation during this discussion, okay, we want to set goals, we want to be at this point, at this time, and this point, at this time, or is it even too early to start doing such time setting in terms of maybe dealing with this issue?
Well, I think anytime you talk about buildings and structures, you really have to set a timeline to make decisions and go forward. Because clearly, I think we did a recent tour of the building, several of the commissioners and myself, and clearly we have some working conditions inside the current county building and courthouse that are far from ideal in terms of efficiency or room for people to work. And when you provide a good working environment, you get a better product for the people of Allegan County.